First of all, I want to remind you, we have the catechism class this Wednesday at 2 o'clock and again at 7 o'clock in the John Paul II room. Also, we have Stations of the Cross through Lent on Wednesdays at noon and again 7 p.m. on Fridays. This story is supposedly a true story that happened when Abraham Lincoln was president. And an office seeker came to him and said that so-and-so of this particular responsibility has died, and I was wondering if I could take his place. And Lincoln said to him, "Well, if the undertaker has no objections, then neither have I." The point is, often we seek things that are not meant for us, or we seek things in the wrong way. In the first reading, we see God's love in creating man and woman and providing for them in abundance. Their creation is in perfect harmony. There is harmony between man and God. There is harmony between man and nature and between man and woman. And God gives them just one rule: don't eat from this tree. It isn't likely that God would create something bad for them. And I suspect that he probably intended it for them eventually, but so that they, Adam and Eve, might receive it as a gift and not take it for themselves in proper order. But in response to the temptation of the serpent, they take the food for themselves, apart from God, and sin enters the world. And that yields alienation of man from God. When God seeks them, he says they are hiding in the garden. We have the alienation between man and nature, and between man and woman. And we have suffered from that same alienation ever since. But in the gospel, we see what should have been. We see Jesus, a man like us, who resists temptation. And it was a real temptation. After 40 days, certainly Jesus was hungry. Certainly the power that the devil offered was something that was really enticing, because it ultimately would come with avoiding the cross. Jesus could have had the whole world that was in the devil's gift. But of course, Jesus knows, first of all, his Father's love for him and his love for the Father. And second, he knows his love for all of us. And if he had taken the shortcut that the devil offered, to worship him rather than to God, then he could have had the whole world and all of us as being forced to love him, free will being taken away. But that's not love. Even though he was truly tempted, his love triumphed. And he gives us an example. We can do the same. We can turn away from our temptations by calling upon God for his grace. And St. Paul tells the Romans and us how sin and death entered the world, but how God's love for all of us and for each one of us makes it possible for us to turn from sin to have life. It's a gift. It's a free gift. It's not deserved or merited, but it is offered to us through Jesus' death and resurrection. We are to ask God humbly for the gift to live his life here and now in this world, by charity and mercy toward all those around us, to live in that way today and every day of our lives, seeking God's mercy when we fail, but that we might live in Christ here and now in this world, that we might be filled with God's love, and that we might be filled to perfection with God's love in the world that will never end.